So one of the first requirements is a driver has to be 18 years of age. They have to have a driver's license, which sounds like a good idea. They've got to have their vehicle registered. They must undergo a background check. The TNC must actually review the driving record. And then it has a list of disqualifying offenses. Those of you that are from Austin were probably around when there was a big fingerprint fight, which would require all Uber and Lyft drivers to be fingerprinted. They didn't like it, so they left town. They got our good friends at the legislature to come in and make it to where fingerprint background checks are not required. So that is not required as part of the statute. And this supersedes any local ordinances. Some of the other things, that some of the disqualifying offenses. Now, the reason why you might want to know this is if you end up with an Uber or a Lyft case or one of these smaller players and they have some of these disqualifying offenses and they still were driving the vehicle, you might be able to get around the idea of independent contractor and go directly after the rideshare company. So over 3 moving violations in the last 3 years, fleeing or reckless driving, or driving without a driver's license. And in the last 5 years, they cannot have a DWI. They can't commit a felony using a motor vehicle. They can commit other felonies, just not with a motor vehicle. And then if they're on the sex offender registry. So there's some limits on whether or not they're considered an independent contractor. And this is important for insurance coverage issues. And as we'll talk about in a minute, the insurance coverage limits for people that are hurt while riding in an Uber or Lyft are pretty high, but if you have a catastrophic injury case, they're not going to be high enough. So they can't tell you how many hours they can work. They can't have any restrictions for driving for other TNCs, and they can't have any sort of territorial limit. Now, where this creates issues on the hours of service and driving is I have personally been in a Lyft vehicle where the person told me they just got off driving 8 hours for Uber, and now they're going to do 8 hours for Lyft, take a 4-hour break, and come back to Uber the next day. And there's no cross discussion on how many hours each person is driving for each rideshare group. And you can't have any restrictions on other occupations. And there has to be independent contractor status in writing. And one thing I would do if you end up with a catastrophic case involving an Uber or Lyft is you want to go through these requirements to see if they actually met their burden here. I have been surprised how often large, sophisticated companies, especially fast-growing startups, will miss a detail that could open up additional coverages or additional insurance. So now let's talk about why, what sort of insurance is required for Uber or Lyft. And this you'll find in the insurance code, chapter 1954, and applies to TNCs and logged in drivers. Keep in mind if the driver's policy has lapsed, the TNC steps into their shoes and has to provide the minimum amount of coverage. That's important depending on which TNC you're dealing with. Obviously, if it's Uber or Lyft, they're going to have enough resources to apply it, but if it's a smaller player, they may not. So in order to figure out what coverage applies, it's a little bit of a puzzle. The first thing you have to figure out is what is the phase of the rideshare process you're in. So the first phase is when the driver is offline. So I drive for Uber or Lyft. I've got my phone, and I don't have any business right now. So I'm offline. I haven't even logged into the app. Phase 2 is when the driver logs in, and they're trying to get a passenger. So this is phase 2. And phase 3 is when a match has been made, but no one's gotten in the vehicle and they're on their way to pick somebody up. And then phase 4, they're driving with the person in the car. Phase 5, trips over, they get out of the car. Okay, so let's talk about phase one. So keep in mind, phase one, I'm offline. I'm about to log into the app. This is just their personal insurance coverage. So whatever insurance they would have as a regular untrained driver, that's the insurance that they have at this phase. Phase two is when they log into the app and they're waiting for a passenger. So I'm an Uber driver, Lyft driver. I've got one star, so no one's calling me up. I'm waiting for someone to call me. Okay. So when they are, before they picked anyone but they're logged in, there is a liability insurance minimum of 50 per person, 100,000 per incident for bodily injury or death, and 25,000 for property damage.